Tell me about gigalometry. Is it giggle as in G-I-G-G-L-E-ometry?
Yeah, gigalometry. Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
No, we like it when Bob says that we can giggle. It always makes us laugh. Gigalometry. Like the Dalai Lama. Gigalometry.
Well, he didn't even think it was giggle. He thought it was giga, G-I-G-A. I mean, he had it totally wrong. So you were laughing at him saying the wrong word the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do that. We just love that about Bob. It just tickles the shit out of us, and we tell him it. And no matter what we tell him, he says it. And then we giggle, and he says, oh, that's what you said. And then he says it another way. And then we giggle at that, and then he says it another way. So it's like, well, it's like if you want to do it from giga, that's fine. But then you say giga, then you say Dalai Lama, and then try again. So gigalometry is just a flow. Makes no difference if you call it giga or giggle. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say gigalima, it's gigalama. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was something when Bob and I were going over the session 399.
About melting titanium, yes, we were there. Mm-hmm.
He was saying neutrinos don't share electrons. He was reminding us of that. They don't get involved. And he said.
Bob or us?
Bob was saying neutrinos don't share electrons. And actually, that's the definition.
Amazing he'd know that.
And he wondered if neutrinos are ascended.
No. Do they represent ascended people when the electrons
maybe,
are ascended
yes.
people?
They very well might. They very well likely might. They very like. It's a best working example, Bob. It's a good way. If you're going to talk to us, put your headphones on. You don't have to put the mute on. I mean, you don't have to talk, but you need to hear.
Mm, he's hearing.
No, I can hear, and I can eat and all that, and you don't mind.
Oh,
let me just clarify.
Please,
you know what you're going to answer.
Mind.
I said the electrons and the interaction of the subatomic particles mime the behavior of people in crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Mime. Okay, mime, yeah.
Mime, yeah, mime. So I thought, who would be a person in a group who's among the group but is not affected by it? And I remember the neutrinos were not something not sharing charges. They don't affect it, get a charge. They're not affected by charges. So they represent the ascended person among the 99%ers.
Mm.
Yeah, and you must use it as represent. Because if you go at it any other way, we're going to say, hell no. It's like all other analogies. Sooner or later, they suck. But as a representation, that's how you can fit a god in Bel Air and be normal.
Right. Okay.
Because of a tachyonic ramification.
Maybe.
Hey, Kim, I sort of heard it. Arness, something R, that's past. Something can only be tachyonic. Tachyonic is what we're moving towards to understand. Because that's what R-ness refers. There is no.
But that's what you're gauging. That's what you're gazing truth by.
Gauging truth by the past.
Yeah. Well, the future past.
What will be the future past, Jerome?
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Within a past situation, the three. You got the past. We're always in the past. So there's the past, the present past, and then the future past. Is that what the future is?
Okay. Today is whatever day it is. Right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. The sun rises in your world most days, does it not?
Of course. Come on. We know that.
Well, with you, we don't leave anything. We take it line by line.
That's right. Okay, I'll agree with that.
Yeah, good. Okay. You can get a suntan from getting too much sun next Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And see, because you accept the truth that the sun's going to rise every day. So much so that you can get a sunburn today from sun that's going to come up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so you say, no, I can't possibly get a sunburn from a sunrise. It's going to happen 2 days from today. And we go, you most certainly do and can. If you look really, really close or get really white sheets, you'll see the redness be the day before you go get the sun. Now, you don't feel it yet, but look at the body closely.
Done. Okay, just to finish up about
it's
cancer.
The thing about vitamin D. It doesn't. It's already there until it gets activated by the sunshine. You don't get vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah, so Karen and I didn't understand any of that, and we're not pursuing it, Karen.
Right, I have to.
Just a minute, Ian. Did you, Carol, note noon hour, where polarity is in the angel diagram, and where which one was in the Escher ring? Did you note that?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll just, for some reason, Ian, I thought polarity would be in the inner chemistry first six rings, because that's where electrons are in chemistry and sharing of electrons.
No.
Okay, so that, and then I thought, okay, therefore the Escher is magnesium. But and then Ian corrected me.
Magnesium? What the fuck are you talking about?
Magnetism.
Magnetism.
Yeah.
Well, you say magnesium
come on,
in the presence of Dr. Dean, and you're a different world.
So Ian said it was reversed, I think. So polarity would be in the Escher, and magnetism would be in the first six rings. So,
absolutely. Outer six rings.
No, outer six rings is frequency.
Okay.
That's the outer kingdom, okay? Inner six rings, where the RNA and DNA. You want to change that? You're saying the outer six rings?
No. We're going to say more times than not, from a cellular strata, you're going to find they're interchangeable.
Right. What you implied, you said frequency at one point, you said it could be the whole cell, and the inner rings can be the whole thing. So, they're becoming, we collapse the dialectic, the dichotomy.
Well, when you added movement, then that's correct. But you're not asking from that construct. You're just trying to get the simplest basal.
Right, looking at the scale image.
Well,
a good point is that I'm missing the point it's moving. And these positionings don't work when it's all moving.
But if you get the base, you know what's moving into and what's moving out from. And sometimes that it helps you, not significantly this moment, but it will help you when you get entangled up in shit in your future. Then you'll notice that those shifts came from somewhere. See? And so if you know where you're from, then where you get to, you'll recognize yourself. So it's okay to apply those different positions to the place as long as you know that you're always going to keep a bag packed.
Right, and changes will happen, you mean?
Well, the shifts, you'll recognize the shifts easier if you know where they started from. But you're right. If you didn't get which was which, and then they moved, then you'd really be screwed. See?
Okay. So what's interesting, so for the stable, flat image of the angel diagram, in that context, the Escher deals with its polarity. Polarity deals with the direction you're taking in, and that would be the 14 degrees of freedom.
Yep.
So the 14 degrees of freedom are in the Escher ring.
And that has nothing to do with magnetism, and that's where everybody gets. No, you don't say you know. If we say something, we're trying to get something on the record.
They're thinking of magnetism as attracting, and magnetism
pushes
away.
Right, and it repels. Very good.
Right, So when I look at the chemistry, the inner six rings as magnetism, which is the isness, I think you said that the magnetism more the isness, that I was thinking on the way home from the beach, the cells and the inner chemistry is given. Isness is what's been given to us, or what's
it's what
on.
Is.
What is based on outer sources of information
that you recognize as is, right?
Yeah, our culture sufficiently got resonant with the chemical scientists' work over the last 150 years and said, well, okay, they're finding something that, and that'll be our is. Then the frequency.
Right, like we said, in the best example with what Carol and I have been working on tonight is no one ever died of cancer until they discovered it.
Right. That would be the frequency factor.
Well, yeah, but see, if cancer is not an is, you can't, if cancer are, is an impossibility.
So the inner six rings, which are the chemistry, that's like what I've said, that the chemical body is what science says the body is. They created the isness of the last 150 years.
and the problems that surround it. Yes.
Yeah, and all the disservices that are not.
Well, yeah, the limitations. Say, okay, so you're saying, now you're saying that isnesses are limitations.
Yeah, isnesses are limitations.
Well, but we say only until they are absent of an arness. It's not a limitation as long as it is forthcoming with an arness. Or if it is an arness and you bring it to an is, the same way we don't mind you.
Is that a limitation? Let's just hold it. Okay, so you're saying without arness, they are not limited. But when you bring in arness, isness becomes limited.
No. Why do you mix everything up exactly backwards? If you have an arness, then isness is no problem. But until you have an isness, you cannot get to an arness.
All right. So
if you have
backwards.
That limitation.
Why do you get everything all backwards? Why do you reverse everything?
We said it right the first time.
No, it didn't make sense. Anyways, can we keep it simple? Because the complexities are given. Well, what did he say, Carolyn? The arness, and then you got the arness is something. You know, when you got arness, is there isness, Carolyn?
You can't have arness until there's isness.
Okay. Isness is first. Then you have arness.
Look.
Then arness creates isness as a limitation?
No. Arness makes isness no complication. It's just perfect.
Oh, arness perfects isness.
Yeah, but if you've got isness with no arness, then you set on yourself a limitation.
Okay, we got that. So
here we go. Here it is.
Yeah, we don't need to develop this. Why develop it? You know, they're just playing word games. Why go into spinning, playing off of isness and arness?
Therefore, we are
no,
totally...
No, wait. No, see, there's where you're trying to be a tyrant. And now I'm stating my objection. We're going to go somewhere else. You know, I'm just pointing out, why would you... Let's go into this a bit. Why do you want to explore and spin the subtle ramifications of this stuff?
Because you don't get it, that's the degree of separation.
I get that you require yourself to displace your own energy. You need to keep talking and going into these things. Because you don't even let us get the basic dichotomy.
Says the man who rode the mule around the world.
I didn't do that.
Oh?
Okay. You set up a dichotomy. We get involved with the dichotomy, and then you collapse it. Okay, that's the pattern. I recognize that. Now, while we're in the dichotomy, you can go on for several weeks putting all the subtle complexities, but they all cancel when we collapse the dichotomy.
Yes, but that's the distance between is and arness.
Good.
Now,
so,
if that carrying on is not going to end in an arness for you, then it makes a rule against you personally that's an is that you cannot achieve, so it's a limitation.
I'm
but
sure
if
that's
that,
not happening for me because I don't remember anything. See, I'm
well,
not
I understand,
involved.
Bob. So why should you be concerned that we go on and on and on when you don't remember anyway?
Yeah, because I got other things I want to forget, to go into and then forget. Karen liked that one.
I have other women I'm not going to have sex with, so
yeah.
I might as well not have sex with you too. Okay.
Yeah. I like this thing that the tachyon is seems to be the bigger hidden foundation of what is, and which we might call earnest once we understand it. So the if you think Carol is something are, it is and it's are, it sort of has happened. Does are? They are. That sort of implies this happened, right, Carol?
Uh-huh.
It has a bit of a tinge of pastness in it, as opposed to is.
Well, so, it's qualified. R is a qualifier of is.
Right, and so are we saying that there's only past and no now, no future once we know about tachyons?
There's no past, present, or future. It's all included in your now. It's when if you can take the slight shifting as we go on for weeks at a time trying to get you there, that will be past by the time you arrive to it, and that's why it doesn't matter anyway. Okay, fine. But it, the shift is that you've got to merge them and separate them simultaneously.
No, I agree with that.
You got that. Well, we don't care if you do or you don't. But
we're talking. We're talking.
Yeah. Well, we're not listening. So
yeah,
if you got an E,
well, yeah, that's
you got
the point.
An R.
You ain't fucking listening.
You got that right. That's
he's
exactly
just,
right.
Just masturbating about the R. Who are you talking for?
Then get you a condom.
Are you talking for the parallel?
You don't need one.
Are you talking for the parallel worlders that are listening? Are you talking to people
who are not aware of it's your record, Bob. We're just trying to get it as clean as we can. Somebody's
going to
listen to this once upon
man,
a midnight dreary.
Like,
and now get this. In your future, that's going to
remember, which I will remember.
Memory's not required in your future. In the land that your grandchildren knew. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So in your future, this record is going to be validated in their known past. So you're making the future, you're making the past now, which is future. But you won't know that until then. So
you talk about other people hearing these recordings. Nobody will put up with my questioning. These recordings will drive people batty.
Well,
maybe
okay,
they'll find
Bob,
them funny.
James Joyce said nobody would ever read his damn book, too. So go ahead.
He's right about that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
yet you're still
laughing.
Talking about it, looking for Fiddler on the Roof and seeing how it all works together.
Okay, well, we're trying to focus that there's only past because the point is to remember where your home was or is, and that's why you're remembering the past.
What does remembering have to do with past, present, or future? It has nothing to do with it. You have a future
about remember,
whether you remember
it
or not.
You made a thread a few weeks ago, a week ago, about we're not going forward. We're remembering all our earnestness or all our...
If you're putting them back together, that's what we meant. We weren't remembering as a memory function.
No, you're remembering putting back together. That's,
no.
You want to say it that way.
Well, we are saying it that way. It's like putting the puzzle together again. You don't remember how to. You put the members back where they were, which makes a complete puzzle again.
And that's why I'm calling it the past.
And it is the past, but some of this past you haven't done yet.
Some of the past we haven't done yet because we have to go into a future to place the future back into the part of the past.
Exactly.
All right, the
Bob.
Past is
yeah,
that's a good point, Carolyn.
Yeah,
we
and
do
there's
future
no memory.
To create stuff we're going to add
right.
to the past, which is a big garbage
right.
bin where
right.
it gets dumped into.
Right. So let's say it this way. Men had to have sex with women to make the females that Jack the Ripper mauled.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that's in Jack the Ripper's past. Otherwise, if they hadn't been born, there would have been no Jack the Ripper.
If who hadn't been born? The women way back
the girls
in the
that got mauled.
Right. So, yeah,
see,
Jack the Ripper had to create a position.
You don't like this.
Yeah, you're talking about
every
one of us are creators. You're saying there's a lot of confused creation going on where somebody thinks, well, I want to have some women to rate, so I'll have to place them in the past so they're created, and then I can have them in the future now. That's what you're saying.
Otherwise, you would have eliminated Jack the Ripper and his entire history, and he's a historian.
You know
everybody knows, like Nazi Germany knows who Hitler is. Well, you can't say Jack the Ripper in England, and they don't know with whom you're speaking.
Hey, Carolyn. Think of this. The way I create this quadrophenium, I'm sitting here with a gun threatening to shoot Ian or shoot myself. And so we've been doing this for over 6,000 hours, you know. And so here I am. The main thing, Bob's got the gun. Who's he going to point at, Carol himself or Ian? And meanwhile, he gets distracted by Ian's conversation. It's like the tales of Scheherazade. And then every now and then Bob goes, oh, that's an interesting point. Then he goes back, and Ian's going on. It's not a good story. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, then we get, Carolyn. Anyways,
And then he goes back, and he says, Carolyn, I don't remember where the trigger is. Carolyn,
do you remember where
the trigger is? And then you come along, and then when at the end of the story, good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, left or right, you realize that in your future, you had to invent saltpeter, or the bullet would have no trajectory to cause any harm or damage to you.
Right.
That's gunpowder, by the way, Bob.
Yeah, hey, Carolyn. It's like, so it's an unfolding what Bob's going to do. That's the future. And a lot of what he's understanding or not understanding and getting excited by and then getting bored by is help determine what he's going to shoot anybody or not. It's just
funny. That there is shot to be considered.
Oh, that anybody was shot. Help determine whether anybody was shot already.
Shot past tense, even though you haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Right. So, Ion, is this playing with past, present, future?
There is
There's no time. So why would there be
past, present, future? We don't play with past, present, and future. We're just trying to lay out for you so you can figure out when to blow your brains out.
Right. So, Ion, you have past, present, future. You have time.
That was good, by the way.
I did that a long time ago.
When you hear that.
I don't have to get to. I already did it. You know, I cannot bring that one into my present, Carolyn. Okay. Okay. This past, present,
damn,
future.
Damn, Carolyn, I blew my brains out and I don't remember.
Yeah. And as long as I don't remember, I stay alive. Okay, so the past, they get time, which is an illusion, wrong, doesn't exist. But if you take time, you play with past, present, future. Why do you play so much with past, present, future when we could just ignore all that?
Because you
no
don't,
time.
You haven't, you won't. We've tried that. We said there's only now. Well, what about what happened then? And what about what happened tomorrow?
So you're saying
money check?
Yeah,
Where's the man I let go?
Blah, blah, blah. So you're saying because...
Too many examples.
We can't live with a no time, girl. So because we stubbornly insist on time, Ion then fucks with it. You know what I mean? Or shows you how we play with
it. It's like your chip body. You created the perfect storm and then are mad because it's raining.
All right, Carolyn, I would like you to come over and witness something, and we'll have Ion witness this. So come on over, Carolyn. You can sit in the chair.
Carolyn, would you please, if you've done eating, come and engage?
Yeah, no, let her. She's just going to sit. She can't touch anything. She has popcorn all over her hands.
Everything is about popcorn. We're going to get the basil oil and let you make it in basil oil, the popcorn. It's life-changing, darling.
Yeah. Why aren't we doing that now?
We didn't know in your future that your past was going to be affected by basil.
Right. And Carol, why the popcorn? Why don't we have it, Carol?
I don't have it.
Well, how do you get it? Let's sit back a bit.
You have the not basil? Yes, you do.
I have basil, but I don't have basil oil. I have pesto.
No, you just take Carolyn. You compounder, go back to your creamy days of Long Neck, New York, and you just take some basil, and you get some oil, and heat it up, and throw some basil in it, strain the basil out, and you got basil oil.
Okay.
Or throw a piece of basil in your popcorn when you're making it. No problem.
Okay.
Just don't burn it, because it'll burn.
I just use cayenne now.
Okay, so
well,
here's
we know,
here's what
but basil's where you want to go in your future past.
I want to tell Carolyn, and I would have told JW, I'll have to tell him again later, I guess, but I want to tell you guys a story. Ian probably already knows it. You know how I cut and paste the record of emails?
Mm-hmm.
When I do that, I often, it includes the whole page,
mm-hmm.
and often has the time that I freeze at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the time when I scan it, I freeze the image.
Right.
So I can go back and look at, say, cash flow 99, well, down here. Actually, recently I didn't get the image, the full page. But you can go here. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. 10/22/52.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I go up here to the latest, cash flow 101. Now, our show ended at, this is the time in L.A. That's where the machine is, the server, right?
Right.
It's not in South Dakota where Bill is. So, it is 7:23. So, 3 hours from now, right now in L.A., it's 3 hours ahead of us. They're 10:23.
Mm-hmm.
This is the frozen image.
Mm-hmm.
What time does it say?
10:23:10 p.m.
Which is 7,
yes.
Which is right now.
Mm.
But I cut and paste this 7 hours ago.
For
okay.
Now.
Okay.
For a time such as
now, watch this count. 10:23:10. You see, now look close. See, 10:23:10, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go here, then I go back, 10:24:05.
Ooh. It's moving.
It's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
that's representing.
No, I'm still teaching her. So, so Carol, so today I cut and paste the thing and put it in the thing, right?
So was it just 7 hours ago? So just from the time you put it in, it's still
Let me tell you, no theories. Let me tell you what I experienced. I cut and paste the thing, you know, within an hour after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I put it, here it is, there it is, cash flow. So then I went away. But about 10 minutes later or something, I went back and decided to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I look and I say, the numbers aren't what I remembered they were. But I didn't really think it was supposed to be the numbers, so I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of ignored that. Then I went and did something else, and I came back, and the numbers were, now I knew the numbers were different.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what the heck's going on here? The numbers are changing.
Wow.
So then I went out again, came back, and they were right just going along with the real-time time.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that Ion or something or me had hooked me up. This is not hooked up to the station because the emails down below, if this was somehow I was still stuck in the station that I took this off of, right, the station's website. But if you go down, the emails would be piling up constantly that are going on in the station.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't. They're frozen. So the page is split.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back up and you ponder this amazing anomaly. And so I started playing with it. Go back every 5 minutes, and there it is, right on time. It keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
So Ion or something has hooked me up to the station, or this has grown alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I got talking to some guys later on the phone, I explained this.
Mm-hmm.
I announced that I have the longest-running anomaly. It's ongoing anomaly. So isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
This is alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it could... A
dead email is alive.
Right. It's a dead email. Now you can ask Ion about it.
Ion, did Bob just clip a clock that is running on its own time?
No. He needed something that he could go on for weeks and weeks about for the obfuscation of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, Bob's past is ever synced into his ever-changing, moving now.
Mm-hmm.
What is ever synced? My past?
Your future.
My future is ever synced in with my... changing now.
Now.
This
so
is a sign of me.
That
I've
was
hooked
the past.
Up. I've become ascended to this moment.
Well, no, your emails have, but
yeah.
we're working on you. You
yeah.
did, but you don't remember, so there's no reason to make a point of that, because
yeah.
tomorrow you'll ascend every day because you didn't remember you did that yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's okay. So your past is your now. Okay.
Right. This is a past cut and paste thing.
Yeah.
It should be a frozen thing of my past.
It has to be frozen. Otherwise, you didn't paste it.
Right. But it's alive, so it's constantly being part of my present.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you say that is, Ian? That's my past being part of my present?
No, it's your future.
Constantly being placed into my past,
into your now.
Yeah. It's my
past
future.
Past has nothing to do with it, because all of that is past, but your future predicated it and keeps moving your past into your now, which then was your future. So
right.
when you pasted that in your past, that was for your future now, because
right.
you would agree that it's future from when you pasted it, correct?
Now is future from when I pasted it.
Okay, so then was your future, if now...
Then, when I was then, this now in the evening was my future. Then wasn't my
correct.
Future, this now was my future from the
so,
then.
So now it's shifting with your past, it's keeping up with your now, so therefore you are now predicating your future. Precisely.
And predicating means determining the outcome of my future?
Yeah.
I'm influencing the creation of my future. Yeah, what would be predicating?
It's not an influence. It's a causal reality.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What's another word for what is predicating?
Carolyn, tell Bob what predicating means.
I'm predicating my future. Do you have a clue? The beforeness?
Predicate means come before, isn't it?
No, I don't know what predicate means. Finding a direction, creating an object. There's a predicate. So we have to look what predicating means, to predicate. The point is, if my past is now hooked into my present, I'm kind of a...
No, your past, no. No, no. Your future is hooked into your now, which is changing your past.
And changing it so that it appears to be part of my present?
No, just leave the sentence right there. No reason to go on and on for weeks about it, Bob.
Yeah, state, a predicating, state, affirm, or assert something about the subject of a sentence or an argument or proposition.
That's, ta-da!
The found or based something on the theory or of structure on which later chemistry was predicated. So it's the theory of structure on which later chemistry was founded, was based.
So your future is predicating your now and obfuscating your past.
You say it again? The future is
your future is predicating your now.
Now that means stating. Is that the foundation meaning or the first meaning? Stating, affirming, or asserting?
They both apply.
Okay, you assert, to state, to found, to affirm, my future is asserting my present, affirming, stating my, it is influencing
now.
My present.
Don't
it
say
is,
present, it, that's a tense, it's not a tense,
oh, my now.
It's a now.
Yeah. It's influencing being, the future is part of my now. Is that a way to say it? What was said in the future?
And then the rest of that, and simultaneously, or in conjunction regarding... It is obfuscating your future, your past.
The future that's something of my now, founding my now.
Predicated. Predicated.
That means
word.
Being part of it, founding it.
It is.
Obsolescing the past. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
The future is influencing my now, not my past.
That's correct. And you got the best working example ever, ever, ever. Carolyn's the witness. Your future is predicating your now. Your now, the time is keeping up, just as if you just cut and pasted those emails.
No, you're saying you said the now is doing what? What is the now doing?
Your future is predicating your now.
Yeah. Next sentence.
Yeah, and your past is being obfuscated.
Obfuscated means confused.
It is. You are confused regarding this anomaly.
Okay, so my past is being confused because a part of the past is still involved in my now.
Fuck no. It is not. Yeah. No, it is not. It's not.
It sounds like the past is disconnected. It's a dead old email. But
it is. It is. It's a dead old email that's got the current time, and every time you look at it, it has the now time.
Right.
You did
so
that
what is
in
that,
your future.
What is that now
you did that in
time,
your future.
Right. The now time that I'm watching is not connected to the past.
That's correct.
The way you're saying, I'm only involved with future now relationships. No past now relationships.
And anything that you
Do you agree with that? I'm involved with future now relationships, no past now relationships.
That's correct. And any future, and any what you call now as past is only your now, which is being worked out in your future. So when you get to that now, you'll recognize it as messing up your past.
Hmm. So what would be, is there a way
like
to
the
talk
last
about,
time you talked to Peter Beter.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm thinking, what would be
Don't
the simplest
think.
Way to say this? It's an anomaly that this thing is moving. And then you start
No, it's
bringing,
not. It's not.
It's counting.
It is only... Your future predicating your now, which is obfuscating your past. That's the easiest.
Could you say that again?
Yeah, we'll try it the 88th time.
Yeah, the future is predicating my now.
Yes.
And obfuscating.
Which is obfuscating your past.
Hey, I don't know how you come to obfuscating the past. The past.
Well, because you can't. You copied the past in the now. When you copied that email, that was then. But you look at that email now, and it's got today's time on it. So that messes up what you knew the past to be. But that was worked out then.
Oh,
in
that's
your
what you
future.
Mean by obfuscating the past. It turns the past into an anomaly. Or it's obfuscating. It confuses why the thing is different.
I guess that's why we use the word obfuscate in the first damn place, isn't it, Bob?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you obfuscated
good.
That. Yeah.
That, which that. Say the that.
Yeah,
that
no, obfuscating the past.
Good, good. We want you to get this clear so you won't remember it the next time either.
Hey, Karen, you're reading a book. Aren't you interested in this phenomenon?
Well, she was 20 minutes ago, but
you're not interested in this phenomenon.
I heard it 20 times.
Well, what do you think it means?
Done.
What'd you just say? Hey, Karen, it's like you're not. You're worse than me. You don't even. It's like you don't even take it in. You're in heaven now. I at least forget.
She remembered it from the first time. The 20th time doesn't make it any clearer than the first time, Bob.
Okay, so what's happening here, Carolyn, in the now, past, present, future, Carolyn? What's going on? Carolyn, what's going on here? What you define what this is.
Anomaly.
See, she just dismisses it as anomaly. So it looks like I'm the only one listening, Ion, as always. I'm the only one who's actually paying attention to what you're saying, trying to get what you're saying.
Well, you missed a good session because you had to take your ass to the beach in the past so you could catch up with it now in your future.
Yeah, now, how would you take these terms? No, not how. I'm going to take these terms, frequency,
which
magnetism.
Which terms? Be specific so you'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, here it is. Frequency, magnetism, polarity. Three terms.
Yep.
And I request your help in explaining what I'm witnessing using those terms.
Regarding?
This living email, or the living clock part of the post, of the past.
Okay. We'll do this. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Your future is predicating your now, which in turn is obfuscating your past.
Now, can you put those three, frequency, magnetism, polarity, in substitute in that sentence?
No, because
you can't.
It's a different, no, because no, wait now, it's a different construct. Now, we can make a new sentence using those. It applies to that sentence, but they're not interchangeable. Okay?
It's a different sentence if you bring in those words.
Well, it'd be like saying a sentence and say, okay, this is what Marshall said, and then saying, now, this is the same sentence that Croker said. Well, Croker wouldn't say the same sentence as Marshall.
Right.
Right? But he may have a construct that you could would apply.
Well, yeah, I
but
get
you
that.
Can't,
so,
you can't take the Thompson and run it through the LaRouche
okay, let's apply it to me.
And end up in Dobstown.
Right.
You can't
yeah,
get
how would
there.
You take frequency, magnetism, and polarity
okay.
and
okay.
apply it to my experience today of
okay,
this phenomenon?
Okay, we got that. We will do that now because we were ready to do that. Okay, ready? Now, we may have to do this several times, so pay attention, Bob. Because remember, you're the only one listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here we go. Your frequency... Okay,
yeah.
is affecting your polarity, which is obfuscating your magnetism.
Good, get that. So future.
They
frequency.
Do not mean the same thing.
Right, you can't match frequency on the future and polarity on the now and, and magnetism
exactly
on the
right.
past.
But now frequency has an interplay with everything, remember?
Yeah. Well,
So knowing that, you could say the frequency of your future is affecting the polarity of your now and obfuscating the magnetism of your past. But now that no one else should do that. We're the only one qualified to make a sentence like that because we're the only one, even though you are listening, you can't just wrangle that in there like that. Even though the way we say it
applies. You're the only one who understands it? Is that what you're saying?
We're the only ones that's going to get you out of the rabbit hole that you get into by hearing it.
Right. Okay. No. Okay. So, I forgot that.
You see? Okay. Now that's a slippery slope because that dropped you like a $2 bill. I mean, it wouldn't last a second. The only thing that'll hold is now and frequency. Now, those you can use. But all
of those
the rest
three
of
terms
those,
in that whole sentence, you just use now and frequency.
Are those six terms, Bob?
What? Yeah.
There's six
only use
terms.
Now and frequency out of that whole sentence.
Those are the only ones that's going to hold if you start making a sentence like we just made.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So.
See, the problem with the string theory is the string ain't long enough.
So. When we began talking, hearing from Ion in the beginning days about how there were two of everything. That phenomenon of two of everything, is that involved with frequency, magnetism, and polarity, or just polarity? Or they're not, the two of everything is not related to that, frequency, magnetism, polarity?
No, we can't say that, okay? From your past.
You're saying we can't say, yeah, what did
that,
we can't say? That
whatever
was,
you just said.
Is can you bring
duality
in
between polarity, magnetism, and frequency? Come on,
duality means two of everything.
Know what the
right?
hell you're talking
Ion.
About?
Duality means two of everything.
That's what you said. Yes.
Yeah. If you have two of everything, another term for that is duality. Would you agree?
Duality. Another term for duality would be duality. Yes, that's what you said.
Yeah, because a lot of people think duality is, they put in the positive and negative views, and that's wrong.
No,
right?
They say it's half, 1/2.
1/2. They say it's half. Hmm.
Yeah. They think someone, if you're dual or two-faced, means you have one head with two faces attached. Duality
yeah.
would say you have two heads and
right.
two faces.
Okay, so yeah. What do you call their halfness? What would be the correct term for that meaning?
There is no
okay,
correct
so
meaning.
Okay, so duality does not enter into the triangle of...
slow up. We didn't say there wasn't duality in those points. We get somewhere and then you jump to something else and then you no wonder you can't remember nothing. You can't finish anything.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's finish that and then maybe you can not remember it properly.
Finish
you're
what?
Not going to remember.
The duality point?
Yeah. We're going to apply duality so you get this, finally.
Okay.
Here's where duality applies. The only place duality applies is in your past.
The two of everything applies in your past.
Only in your past. There's only two of everything in your past. In your now, there's not duality. In
there's
your future,
more, way more of me in the now?
They didn't say that. We just
right.
said duality only applies in your past.
So there's no duality in the now?
There is no duality now. That's correct. There's only single-minded focus of one direction, one clear path, one predicated outcome.
Now, this idea that you just said about duality and single focus,
which
has
fuck most
said,
folks up.
Yeah. Has that been said or approached by any philosopher, any
never.
Teacher, any... No one's
never.
Ever heard that. So
never.
We're hearing new things
well,
from Ion.
Yeah, well, you are. But now, remember when we used to take on and we had great strides and great fun. Nobody got... You got it. You don't remember it. But you really enjoyed it then. Then it was a great day. But you don't
what
remember
did I get?
It now. When we would talk and carry on and on and on about... the distance or difference in probabilities.
Yeah.
Remember how we used to talk about odds and probability and
mm-hmm.
how going to Vegas for JW wasn't any fun because he won. It's not really fun if you win all the time kind of thing.
Right.
Remember time and time and ten and you just enjoyed it. You don't remember that now, but then
no.
you did.
Right.
Remember, but you have some faint recollection of us talking about it implicitly. Yes?
All right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, the reason we could talk about probability in that construct is because that's in the past.
So a lot of these terms, even the electron proton, are pastness. That means the basic foundation of all that is tachyon.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So duality applies only to past. Well, in JW's experience... those outcomes are always future in his now. So that means that if he goes to Vegas, he'll win. Okay?
He
but
doesn't
that's
have
not
duality.
Duality would mean he wins or loses.
He doesn't have that duality factor, so he's always
in the now. In the now.
Right.
The only place he has duality is in the past, where he won or lost. That's those potentials.
So you think that, I'm jumping to another topic, you think that people will hear all these recordings someday?
We know they will.
And they will be made available to them.
We didn't say that.
Oh, they could hear it.
But with us, we'll put it on the cloud and sell it to everybody.
Right. But the point is that you see people being interested in all this. What we're talking
about. Well, hopefully
about.
More than you, but yeah.
Okay, so I'm now just jumping.
Yeah. Bob says, that's my life's work. Well, yeah, but you don't remember, so it doesn't count for you, Bob.
Does anybody have as bad a memory as me?
No.
But they also, I'm even.
But now here's
that.
What's fun.
They can't,
it's,
listen, I have a bad
no,
memory, but nobody can talk like me
we
in
can
the moment.
We can be mean because you won't remember we were mean to you,
yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Bob. No one has a bad, you don't have a bad memory. You never get it the first time. You can't forget something you didn't get. Now there's your past duality.
Oh, so
you're talking about
I remember everything because I didn't get it.
No, right. And in this part, I don't remember. You said some words, but you didn't embrace what it was at all. So the duality is I heard it or I didn't hear it. That's never the case in your now because you never hear it in your now. You're just responding. It's just the autonomic bounce, bounce, bounce. If somebody throws you a ball, you're going to throw it back. You don't know what the ball is. You don't know who threw it. You don't know who threw it back, but you're going to throw the ball. Oh, there's a ball. Hit it back. Yeah, there's a ball. Okay, throw it back. Okay, there's a ball. Throw it back. Do you remember who's for Carolyn? What are we doing? Are we playing ball? Oh, Carolyn, look, we're hitting the ball. I'm throwing the ball. What is this? It's a ball. I'm throwing
okay.
this? Yes, you're throwing the ball. Get out. I'm throwing the ball. Carolyn. I don't play ball. I haven't played ball forever. There's a great deal of duality going on here. I don't remember ever throwing the ball. Do we throw the ball? Yes, Bob, we throw the ball. You like to throw the ball. It's your favorite thing. Get out. I throw it with such ease.
Yeah. I'm jumping over to a Bucky Fuller statement. I'm interested in how he makes a triangle a big basic something in his situation.
Everybody does, Bob. It's not just Binky Bucky.
So is the triangle, is their image of the triangle is limited, but they're intuiting triangulation?
No.
When we take two triangles and add one to the other to make the tetrahedron, we find that 1 plus 1 equals 4. This is not
right.
just a geometrical trick. It is really the
no.
same principle that chemistry is using in as much as the tetrahedron represents the way that atoms go here. You okay with this? So
well, blah, blah, blah. That's vomit. It's just regurgitation.
Yeah, so what is he missing in his talk?
Who the fuck cares what a little man doesn't get? We're not here to clean up their shit, and we don't care.
Well, you're here
shit,
to hear. You're here to provide us the ability to hear things that never been said before.
Yeah, I mean, if you want dog vomit, you don't need us. Get a dog. He'll vomit. You can eat that.
Right. It's just
might be tasty, but you won't remember, will you?
Yeah. What's that? Okay. So now I'll go back, and it is now 10:48. Isn't that neat? 10:48. And will this go on forever?
Magnetism, polarity, or our frequency? Which one?
This clock.
Oh, no.
It'll
switch. Oh, no, the clock won't carry on. Nope.
Are you gonna it's going to be stopped.
Time on Earth will be...
Right,
there
right,
will
right.
come a time in Earth when time shall be no more. So if what you're gauging...
But that's already happened.
But if what you're gauging is time...
Yeah.
Then it'll end because
so
it's
when
not.
When this happened.
But if you're looking at that as just a recording of your now, not a timed experience, that's a different conversation.
Hey, Carolyn, listen to this. When I was looking at this and discovered this, the longest running anomaly in history.
The what?
The longest running anomaly.
Oh yeah.
I said, Ion's doing this. So for the first time, I spoke pretty well the first time. I spoke to Ion out loud, like a nut in a room talking to himself, right? And I, like ASA Scott, I said, oh, Ion, you've made this happen. This is very interesting. I get it. I see what you're doing, Ion. So, Ion, did you actually have anything to do with this phenomenon? This anomaly?
Yeah, buddy. We've been trying to sync you up forever. JW's gone to great expense and pain to get you there. And you finally get there and you say, Ion, did you have anything to do with it? Well, gosh, Bob, we have a way to explain it. Hey, Bob, your future predicates your now and obfuscates your past.
So you're saying that I'm now hooked in to something? I'm plugged in? You mean to tell me I've connected with the present, with the now, and this is the validation of it?
Well, we would say future.
Oh, I've connected with the future. Because every time I click on it, I go back to it, it represents now, but it was a future from the last time I looked at it. See, I can go, it's 10:48 now, I go out of it, then I go back in, and it says 10:51. That's my future, that's arrived, right?
And
it was my
then.
Future. 10:53 is my future. It's 10:51 right now. 10:53 is my future. Now I disconnect, and then I click on again, and I will see it says 10:53 because that's my future arrived in my now. Is that the way? Would you like that?
Fine.
Can you accept those wordings?
Fine.
Okay. So what other people, can you give me examples of what other strange phenomena people get if they're not getting the hair skull?
They grow 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah.
They have best sex ever.
Yeah.
They have thickening bodies.
Now, when you say have best
bodies,
sex, let's just deal with it. When you say best sex, do you mean just the orgasm is better or they have good foreplay?
No. Bob, it's not actual coitus. Is not just orgasm. Actual coitus goes on for days if you do it right.
Right. So they're getting. So you're saying they have longer sex.
More complete. Engagement.
Yeah, I'm asking how it is complete. Like, what are the factors that make it different? Is it longer? Is the orgasm more intense? Is the orgasm longer? You suggested
no,
they do it longer by saying the
2 hours.
Oh, yeah, we have to use the word coitus. Okay. The coitus they're having.
Yeah.
So they get the coitus, and is that because it's longer coitus? Like, what is the advantage? You said orgasm, and then you said something can go for many hours. What's the point of that?
Oh, it's fun, Bob. You should try it.
Right. And is that one of the things happens? It goes longer?
Yeah.
Or the orgasm lasts 2 hours?
If the orgasm lasts 2 hours, you should engage a good week to enjoy that much orgasm.
Right. So what is the advantage? We understand more intense orgasm. What is the other part of coitus that happens that is better? You say something about going longer. What goes longer?
Come on, Bob. What?
What goes longer?
The amount of contrast that's building up to the explosion of seminal fluids.
Do you just mean you go longer before you have an orgasm?
Yeah, it lasts longer. You don't go 4 seconds and then have an ejaculate and leave everybody sad.
Okay, so you have better sex or you go taller. Any others? Syndromes?
Well, there's lots, yeah.
Yeah, name a few others.
Skin problems.
Yeah.
Liver problems.
Mm-hmm.
Guts. Glue. It releases glucose intolerance.
It releases glucose intolerance. Wonder what that is.
Yeah, sugar diabetes.
Okay, so that happens, and if one does have skin problems, that you just accept them, let them ride out, they'll go away eventually?
Or blow your brains out, and they'll go away instantly.
So some people are getting bad effects or uncomfortable effects, like skin.
They don't know what Clark Comfort is, so they're not the best to judge what they say is uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, no, they, if they
Gito
interpret
says, I'm ruined, now he knows what ruined means. It's all
yeah, so if they get skin problems, that could be interpreted as negative, and they will stop their taking of RNA drops. That will happen among people?
It hasn't yet.
They keep taking it anyways.
Do.
And why are they, what are the factors that make, no, are there, what fact, no, are there factors that make them have skin problems rather than better orgasms?
We just have to say, well, it's just, here's all you need to know. Justin Bieber ain't the baby's daddy.
Right. Why are they smearing him about it?
Because it's Justin Bieber.
The idea I came up with today is when one has a session, they are replaced. There's another version of themselves that kind of may be evoked by the session. So they're a different person during the 2 days later. Is that a fact? Could that happen? No, it could happen, but is that happening to people? Are they being replaced during the sessions and becoming
sometimes.
Someone else?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. So what fact, you know, are there factors in understanding why I got the chip body hooked up through my clock here, the email thing?
Yes, you wanted to see, feel, experience. Maybe tactilely, but maybe not. I have a straight-on thing. See, Bob, you've gotten this thing together here, and you're doing great.
What's the thing to get? What is the thing to get? What is the thing that I got together?
Your question, the syncing up of your whatever
oh,
you're
okay.
battling
Oh, okay, the clock
about.
Experience is what you're referring to. I got the clock thing going.
Yeah, because you wanted to have some practical ramifications of this power business.
Power versus authority, or
no.
What's the power?
Power, business? Application.
Okay.
Like
Coldplay is.
Yeah, you want some reality to the isness.
Yes. Yep.
And so that's the part you can allow. Well, the part you've allowed so far is a stinking little email clock following you around, which is pretty silly, but it's good for right this minute. But now you'll laugh and laugh and laugh very soon because that's a little bit
right. Because when we get into showbiz, we're going to create phenomenal anomalies in.
Well, but for you, this is phenomenal.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
see, for you, this is phenomenal.
But we're going to even have more interesting things. But one of them is we're going to create great showbiz theatrical events with all kinds of weirdness, anomalies.
If you'd like to.
Right. But what we're